That was fantastic. Let's give it up for Shenanigans again. I have to tell you that they didn't practice. When Bruce got here, they were doing musician talk. So they just kind of all blend together, and it's like, that's the cool thing about musicians is that they can just come together and make it work, and they did. So let's give them some love. That's awesome. So best day ever, let me tell you, it is the best day ever. My name is Valerie Reeves, spiritual director here, and it is my honor and privilege to get to be here with all of you today. What a beautiful day. Today, it's all about mental equivalence, and it's one of my favorite things, because we, as Ernest Holmes in The Science of Mind says, we pay for things in mental and spiritual coin, which means we need to have a mental equivalent for it. And I know on here it says, surprise, transcending facts, revealing truth. Well, the truth is that developing a spiritual practice is one of the best things that we can do to manifest exactly what we're wanting. I was hanging out with my sister this week, and her dog, she has an American bulldog, and he is just a playful puppy. He's big, but he's like a playful puppy. Really funny puppy. And I'm not really a, you know, sit an animal on my lap kind of fan, because he's really big. But he had cut his little paw pad. And so she had to take him to the vet. And the vet kind of super glued it on and then gave them some antibiotics. And I was thinking about antibiotics, and it's like 10 days you have to take them in order to have it work in your body, according to the doctor. So it's like a building up. And I was thinking about our spiritual practices, because sometimes people will come to me and say, well, I've been coming to Religious Science for over 20 years, and it really hasn't worked for me. And it's like, well, then you're really not working it. You know, because people will show up on Sunday and think, okay, magic, it's all happening. And then we go and get in the world and have crazy thoughts out there in the world and jump on that negative train that takes us down a road that is, nobody wants to be there. And yet that train gets moving very, very fast. So in order for us to transcend and change our lives, developing a spiritual practice where we are doing it every single day, where we are being mindful of our thoughts. And because, as they say, we have about 60,000 thoughts a day, what I've read, and I'm not sure how they measure this, is that, right, 60,000 thoughts, how are you measuring that? I don't know. But they've measured it, because they can. And about 95% of those thoughts are the same thoughts we had yesterday. So in order for us to transcend our lives, we definitely have to change our thinking and be in the habit, which a habit is just developed by something that we keep doing over and over and over, and then we develop a habit which develops a belief system. We have to be mindful of the things that we're doing. Are we looking in the mirror and being nice to ourselves? Saying, good morning, gorgeous. How are you doing? Or are we just, oh, man, look at that. Right? So making sure that we are being mindful 24/7 of what our thoughts are. This is how we transcend it. And taking time every day to do just a few minutes, just start with a few minutes of meditation. It's like, wake up, I'm alive, alert, awake, and excited about life. It's been kind of my affirmation every day for the last about 25 years. I had a practitioner that said, I wake up every day saying that. So I started doing that mantra. I'm alive, alert, awake, and excited about life. And not every day is I'm alive, alert, awake, excited about life. Because some days you just want to go back to sleep. And yet, the more we put that in there, the more excited we get about life. And enthusiasm comes from the Greek word meaning God within. So breathing in that God within, that inspiration. And I'm standing up here, and I know you're not going to believe this, but my heart is beating. And my blood is pumping, and I don't have to do anything. There's something higher that does that for me. It's the thing we call the thing itself. God, spirit, love, whatever you want to call it. It is the energy back of everything. But I do not have to tell my heart to beat, and I do not have to tell my blood to pump. It just is happening. And it's the same thing with creating things in our life. Now, Ernest Holmes had three major teachers. He had, of course, Emma Curtis Hopkins. We sing her song every Sunday, and I keep that song going, Rise Up, O My Soul, because I love it so much. Because she put a demand on her soul. It's like, rise up, O my soul. Let me see the good in everything out there. Let me lift up my spirit. And that, to me, is one of the best songs and the best mantras that all of us can have is, rise up, O my soul. So Emma Curtis Hopkins really taught about the spirituality and the mysticism of life. She wrote High Mysticism, and she wrote the Christian Mental Science of, well, the Christian Mental Science book. So it's an amazing book, really telling about how to get our thoughts, because our thoughts are creating things. And then, of course, there's Emerson, who is such a great philosopher. And my favorite quote from Emerson is, who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. Who you are speaks loudly, and it's just the accumulation of all of our thoughts. That's who we are. All of our thoughts, our beliefs, our habits, and everything that we're doing is who we are. So Emerson, great philosopher. And then there was Troward. And Troward really taught about the mental equivalence. Here's a quote from Troward. We create the nucleus, which attracts to itself its own correspondences in due order until the finished work is manifested on the external plane. Our thought of anything forms a spiritual prototype. So every time we have a thought, there's a spiritual prototype right there already happening. And if we keep that thought in mind, we will manifest it. However, what happens is we've got a spiritual prototype for this, and then, oh, no, this is what I want. Oh, no, this is what I want. Oh, no, this is what I want. Oh, no, this. So the more we focus on what it is that we're choosing and keep those high vibrations and those high thoughts wrapped around that, then we can just step right into it. Because as Troward said, he really got into the blueprinting of life. Everything is created twice. Once in mind, like this was created in mind before it was something that was actually solid. So everything that we see, everything that we do has been created twice, because there's a mental equivalent for it first, and then that's the mental prototype, and then it's created. So what is it that you're wanting? Looking at what it is that you're wanting, and then keeping our mind wrapped around that. I was recently listening to a speaker, and he said that they took some saliva from an angry man, and they fed it to some mice, and those mice died. Our thoughts are powerful, and every time we have an angry thought, a negative thought, it is doing things to our body. So the more we love ourselves and love the world around us and put things down that are not serving us, the easier it is to step into that beautiful spiritual prototype that we are having in mind. And keep in the practice. That's why we call it a spiritual practice. And we have our practitioners of Science of Mind. We're all practitioners as long as we're practicing the Science of Mind. And then we have our licensed practitioners. Because sometimes when we are not being the best in our own mind to ourselves, we can go to a licensed practitioner and they can do prayer work for us. That is the first thing I do when there's something going on that's in disharmony, is let me call a practitioner. Let me have somebody else doing some spiritual mind treatment on this. Because sometimes we can't see the goodness because we have our blinders on, we have our blocks on. So the more we can step into that space of seeing the divinity and having somebody else seeing it with us, where two or more are gathered, amazing things will unfold. Troward goes on to say this, our thought of anything forms the spiritual prototype of it, thus constituting a nucleus or a center of attraction for all conditions necessary to its eventual eternalization by a law of growth inherent in the prototype itself. So we create the spiritual prototype, this thought that we have in mind. And what happens is most times people have this great grand idea of something they want to do, and they've got the spiritual prototype, and then they throw it away because they don't know, I don't know how to make it happen. I don't know how to do it. And Ernest Holmes says, we do not have to know the how All we need to know is what? What is it that we're wanting? The spiritual prototype is there, and then we just wrap our whole entire mind around it, and the universe conspires for our highest and best. So this spiritual prototype starts magnetizing to it everything that it needs to happen. All we need to do is just get out of the way and just keep holding the thought form of that and putting down the negative thoughts that it's not real, it can't happen. I look at all the amazing things that are happening in the world. I mean, the fact that we can fly, that we can go to the moon, that amazing things are going on. I know that the James Webb Telescope is going to be going up this year. It looks like October. They're going to be throwing it up there. It's supposed to be 400 times more powerful than the Hubble Telescope. And I've seen the the prototype of it because it's got five sun shields that are the size of a tennis court that they're going to put in a 15-foot circumference capsule that's going to go up, way up into space and be able to see way, way back how the universe was formed. These are ideas that people have. And even when you watch movies, it's like, you know, some of the ideas that people have, it's like, wow, that was crazy. Maybe some crazy out there idea. But different ideas and creativity that's happening out in the world, all we need to do is create that spiritual prototype and then stay focused on it. And therein lies the challenge. Because focus is not a human, you know, the consistency is not a human thing. It's like, pretty colors, shiny objects. Oh, there's this, there's that. And we get all scattered. So the more we can stay focused on that and stay focused on our spiritual practice, where we're waking up, I'm alive, alert, awake, and excited about life. And then we do a little meditation. 2, 3, 5 minutes. Just to connect with spirit. I always think of that time when I'm meditating as the time that I'm plugged in. It's like I'm recharging my batteries. So it's like we get to plug in to the spiritual aspect of who we are and just be in the quiet for a moment. And then I do my spiritual mind treatment and the intention of the day that today is the best day ever. Whatever your intention is. So taking time, that is like the most important time of the day, is setting up our little spiritual practice. And then at the end of the day, looking at the gratitude. What am I grateful for? So that we go to sleep with that. Sometimes I just want to say to people, what are you sleeping with? I don't mean what, I mean who? No? I mean, what thoughts are you sleeping with? Because we want to go to bed with beautiful thoughts. Loving thoughts of ourself and our world. As Bruce and the Shenanigans, Big Bad Chris on bass and Dave Hall on drums, as they wonderfully played It's a Wonderful World. If we could just get to that space, because there's things happening out there, and sometimes I'm thinking, what on the collective whole are people thinking? Well, obviously not thinking love and not loving themselves, because if we all loved ourselves and knew how amazing it is that we are actually here and showed up in this spiritual space, in this wonderful human space, we would just be walking around in awe. Yeah, it's been happening for a lot of years. People show up. It's not a miracle. Just we're here and people just do their thing. What if everybody got to that space that they were in awe of themselves and in awe of life? Then we'd have peace on earth, and we wouldn't even have to worry about anything else. And the more we can create it within ourselves, the easier it is for it to happen, because we're creating a spiritual prototype by coming together on Sundays and reminding ourselves of the divinity of who we are. We're creating that spiritual prototype. So within, so without. And with our spiritual prototype of love and peace and joy and harmony and a world that works for everyone, the more we focus on that, the more it's going out there as a ripple into the universe. So then I ask myself, what ripples am I creating every day? You know, when you get to the store and there's that long line, it's like, oh, yay, best day ever. Woo! Huh. Yeah. Yeah. And that's when you get to have conversations with people around you, or you can even go to that space of meditation or that space of blessing. Or when you're expecting to get somewhere at a certain time and the traffic is all backed up and it's like, oh, yay, best day ever. Something wonderful is about to happen. I don't even know what it is. Breathing in, I calm my body. Exhale, I smile. And reminding ourselves that regardless of what's happening out here, I still have power within myself to have thoughts of love and thoughts of beauty and send blessings out there. Because the blessings that we send out there come back multiplied to us. I really feel like if we all got that every thought that we have is creating that spiritual prototype, and the subconscious mind, it's like our soul part, knows that we're all connected. And anything I say about anyone out there, I might as well be saying about myself. So the more I can just heal everything within myself and see the divinity in everyone, the easier it is to step into that. Emma Curtis Hopkins in The Scientific Mental Practice says this: describing our good will bring it to our sight again. You will feel less spiritual inspiration when you are mourning, whining, or complaining. But when you praise and you describe the good, you will feel full of spiritual fervor, spiritual excitement. The more we see the good in everything out there, the more we step into that. And every little cell in my body will be happy when I'm seeing the good and when I'm laughing and when I'm excited about life. And it's like when you have those days, you know what I do when I have a day where it's like, oh man, let me get some excitement, some joy. I go to YouTube and I watch babies laughing. Anybody do that? It's like babies laughing. Of course, my daughter will send me some of my granddaughter where she's singing or laughing, and I'll play those over and over, and then it's like, oh, I just need a little more, and hear the babies laughing. Because a baby's laughter is just so pure and so amazing. And laughter is so contagious. And our subconscious mind does not know the difference between a real laugh and a fake laugh. It still kicks in the endorphins in our body. And the more we laugh and the more we see good things, the more it kicks in the good things in our body. You want a little shot of good stuff in your body? Just do some laughing. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at others. Keep things light. And I know sometimes there's stuff that's going on out in the world that it feels very heavy. I was getting gas the other day, and there was a gentleman on the other side of the pump, and he decided he should make conversation with me, which happens a lot, which is great because I feel like I have that open presence. And he started talking about all the stuff going on in the news and why is the gas so high, and da 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 da. And it's like everything I was trying to, let me come up with a good answer, let me come up with something positive. And it's like, well, if we see the good, then, you know, it's like everything's happening for a reason, and we're blessed that we have these beautiful roads that we can ride on, and we've got wonderful stoplights that people will stop, and wonderful things that are going on, and we've got sunshine in California. So it's like trying to find something. It's like, okay, this was my challenge for the day. Yay! Something wonderful's happening. Let me find something good to say about everything. And it's one of those things where somebody's kind of flirting with you and you think, oh man, please don't ask for my number. And I said too many positive things. I said too many positive things. And he's like, okay, well, have a good day. And then he left. And I'm like, yeah, best day ever. It happens. So seeing the good in everything and seeing the good in the challenge of people that want to just throw and rain on your parade, it's like, you know what? Let's just see the good in everything instead of the negative. On mental equivalence, Ernest Holmes says this: the measure of our faith in the infinite is the measure of our capacity to draw from the infinite. This is why the great teacher said, it is done unto you as you believe. It is according to our mental acceptance or mental equivalence, according to our faith, that life manifests through us. It's according to our faith. Do I believe that I'm worthy of? Do I believe that this spiritual prototype that's in my mind, that it's possible? So we visualize, we verbalize, we feelingly believe that it's already there, and then it goes to work. Spirit just goes to work and creates it for us. So my charge to you this week is to think about every thought that you have is creating a spiritual prototype. Every thought, every word that we speak, creating a spiritual prototype. So ask yourself, is this something I want to create? And if it's not, then I don't want to give any time to it. I don't want to give any mental room in there. It's like renting space inside your head for things that do not serve you. It's like evict that thought and let's have a new thought. about something amazing and beautiful and the spiritual prototypes that I choose and the things that I'm wanting in my life. Because if every thought is creative and every thought is a thing, it's already creating those spiritual prototypes. So let me make sure that every thought that I'm having is something that I'd like to create. And in a loving way, we can even say it to others. If they start talking about something, it's like, oh, is that something you want to create? Because I've seen people where they start telling stories about something that happened, and every part of their body is involved in it, especially if it's something that really made them upset. So it's like, that story isn't serving you. Put it down, and let's create a new story. So this week, new story, new ideas of the spiritual prototypes that we are creating. Best day ever, best life ever, something wonderful is happening and unfolding. So let's think about our spiritual prototypes, the things that we are creating in mind already. Let's take that and we'll put it in our heart of hearts. And I'm going to ask Bruce to come up and do some spiritual noodling. This is what we call it. So he'll do some spiritual noodling so that we anchor this into our minds, the things that we are choosing. Because we are magnets, drawing to ourselves what is like our thoughts, our beliefs, our feelings, and our attitudes. So our spiritual prototypes, we start a practice today. Let's go inside our heart of hearts, knowing that today, right here, right now, we start a practice, a spiritual mind practice, of talking of only those things which we choose, of mentally thinking about the things that we choose in our life. Any other thoughts that come to mind, we just put them down. As in this moment, we breathe in the fullness of life, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence. Knowing that it is flowing through every part of our bodies. It is beating our hearts. It is flowing our blood. It is the thing itself. God, spirit, love, energy, the universe is flowing right where we are, that we are one with that. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person that today is a new day, that we allow it, that we claim it, that we get excited about it. Excited about the I am that we are beautifully and brilliantly. That we give our bodies love. Love with our thoughts. Love as we anoint ourselves in beautiful lotion. In a wonderful shower. That we know that love is pouring through every cell in our body. That we are a miracle created, incarnated in this life form. That we look at the awesomeness of who we are, the awesomeness of Mother Earth, this wonderful planet that keeps us here grounded in love and peace, the atmosphere, the air that breathes us, the sunshine, knowing that everything is a beautiful, divine, amazing part of who we are. It is our creation as we are co-creators, as we keep that prototype in mind, the perfect life, the perfect friends, the beautiful laughter of the universe, knowing that the trees are smiling at us, the flowers are blooming as we walk by, that there is love all around us, so within, so without. That we just breathe that all in with love, with ease, with grace, with joy. That we go to that gratitude space. I am so grateful for the best day ever. I am so grateful for a life where I get to choose my thoughts always. I give thanks for the spiritual prototypes that are flowing through my mind, the beautiful creativity that is flowing through my mind. I keep those thoughts positive, anchored in love, and peace and harmony, knowing that every cell is happy, singing joyously. As I just release this into the universal action of the law, knowing that my word is never returned void, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is.